Blog Talk Radio.
Now, in its second edition, Carol Dean's popular book, The Art of Film Funding, has 12 new chapters to cover all areas of film financing and how to avoid expensive pitfalls. Learn how to start with an idea and end with a trailer. How to make an ask for money. Create your story structure and your trailer. Legal advice, fair use, successful crowdfunding, how to ask for music rights, and what insurance you can't shoot without. Available on Amazon under Carol Dean and at FromTheHeartProductions.com. Hi, and welcome to The Art of Film Funding. I'm your co-host, Claire Papin, along with Carol Dean, author of the best-selling book, The Art of Film Funding. Carol is also the founder and president of From the Heart Productions and the host of this show. Our guest is Tom Molloy. He's writer, actor, producer, raised over $15 million to make his features, doc, and TV promo. In this show, he covers intentional filmmaking concepts. He gives us the basic information we need to create a pitch package and how to find and close investors. His book, Bankroll, is now in the second edition. And Carol, I understand you and Tom are teaching an online class on intentional filmmaking.
Yes, we certainly are. Tom has so much experience, Claire. He's really produced a lot of films and raised money for it. And thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Oh, yeah, thank you for having me on the show. It's always great to talk to you.
So, well, let's get started about you are an actor, and like Sly Stallone, you wrote a script and you produced it, so you could act in it. But I love that film, The Attic. I think that has a great storyline, and so tell me how you raised the money for that one.
Well, you know, it was that was the first one where I realized, you know, I said I was an actor, writer, producer, and I kind of would put that out in the universe. And I remember talking to an agent that I had, and she was like, "Well, you have to choose one of those three. You can't be all three." And the joke that I say is that, you know, back then when I did that, no one was doing it, and now that same agent would say, "This is the, you have to be all three. You can't just be one." You know, and they would encourage you to be a triple hyphenate or a double hyphenate or whatever. And for me, it was just, you know, one of those things that, you know, Carol, you and I had talked about, and when you talk about manifesting things, that you don't exactly know how you're going to do it first. You just do it and kind of put your intention of doing it, and things start coming together. And that's really what happened. I said, I'm going to put this movie together, and I'm going to raise the money, and just started casting my net, used the techniques in my book that I eventually, you know, at that time I was just kind of creating them and picking them from the universe, and now they're techniques that I prescribe to other people. But at that time, I was just, you know, flailing and throwing mud at the wall and trying to see what could work. And then it happened. I mean, in a short period, within a couple months, I had the director of Pet Sematary ready to do it. I had the actors attached, and then I had raised, for that movie, it was lower budget than maybe $600,000 for a feature. And at the time, that was lower, you know, way lower budget. And, you know, but I got it done.
That's incredible, Tom. So you, every day you were talking and pitching the film to everyone you met. Is that how you did it?
Totally. And reaching out and you know, reaching out to other people and asking them, do you know anybody? In fact, you know, the story that I convey in my book is that the first, you know, major investment that I got was by reaching out to someone that I didn't even know could invest. I had asked this guy, do you know anybody that may be able to put money in for this film? And I went in and did the same pitch that I would do if I thought this person had the money, but I didn't. But it's the same, you know, kind of exciting pitch, and had the business plan and everything. And at the end, he sat there and we were silent for a little bit, and he said, what if I was to put the money in? And I was blown away. I had no idea. But, you know, like I said, I approached him by saying I wanted him to find some people for me, and ended up walking away with, you know, more than half the money directly from him.
Incredible. Well, the second film, you wrote your second film, The Alphabet Killers, and then you started financing that. Was that easier for you than the first film?
Well, you know, every film has its own challenges. It's you know, I wouldn't say it was easier. In fact, no, I would say it was harder because this one, The Alphabet Killer, was a bigger budget. We were on location in Rochester, New York. There were some better aspects of it. We had only two major investors, one major investor, a guy who's now my best friend, a guy named Greg Polisini, and a company called New Films International. So that was, you know, it's less investors is always a good thing. But, you know, the challenge to get it done and get it done in Rochester, New York, and get the cast that we got, which, you know, Eliza Dushku, Tim Hutton, Kelly Elways, Michael Ironside, you know, all these guys, Tom Noonan, that came to Rochester, it presented its own challenges. I mean, truly, every film has its own challenges, and I think that, you know, when somebody says, oh, that one was just a piece of cake, there's something wrong there. It's usually a red flag. So, yeah.
Exactly. Okay, well, then, and all of this film funding and producing brought you to write Bankroll? Tell us how you wrote that book.
Yeah, I wrote Bankroll. The first edition that I went out with was I think it came out in June of 2008. And that was post, you know, I'd also done a third movie called Love and Dancing that was I wrote and produced as well. And it was myself and Amy Smart and Betty White and Billy Zane. And that was in theaters. Alphabet Killer and Love and Dancing had both been in theaters. And Alphabet Killer specifically had done really well on video. And when there was a video market, by the way. And so then I went and I wrote this basically all the techniques that I had kind of discovered and put them in the book. And I think that people responded to it because there was a book about film financing. And much like, you know, your art of manifesting book, it wasn't like, you know, a doctoral dissertation on numbers and things like that. Because you and I both know there's those books out there. I'm not saying they don't have value, but they're more, they're definitely not easier to read. Let's put it that way. They're more, you know, like dictionaries, you know, and you have to really be focused on that aspect and be specific. And you know, I wanted to make the book that it could appeal to anybody, an actor, a producer, a writer, director, anybody that wanted to make their dream come true. And I put that in the book, and I think that's why it got positive reviews is because I put my failures in there as well as the successes and how that related. And that's how I made it happen. And the reason, by the way, I wrote a second edition that came out in 2012, and the reason I did that is because so much had even changed in that period of, you know, 2008 to 2012. The budgets had dropped. I made the joke about the video market. You know, the video market started to disappear, and I really had to change maybe 30 to 40% of that. You know, and I think that's one of the keys to, if I was to tell somebody, how do you finance film? You know, one of the keys I would say is be adaptable and open to change, be ready to change things and be organic, I guess.
I know you say that in Bankroll about, and particularly in the second edition, you're talking about be organic with your business plan.
Yeah. Yeah, without question. I mean, you need to know what you're pitching and you know, I've always told somebody that, you know, if you get a business plan, even if it's good, you don't make 100 copies of that business plan. You know, you maybe make three, you know, because then you make 100 copies and you put beautiful covers and you paid all this money and then suddenly your director falls out or you attach a director or you attach an actor and then what are you going to do at that point? You're going to reprint everything. So, you know, just don't, you know, understand that it's a document that will be changing. You'll be adding things and then you really have to look at your film that way that you're getting to, you know, I use a baseball analogy in my book that you're getting to first base and then somebody's popping out to you know, left field so that then you get to second base and you get to third and you keep adding aspects to get that runner to home plate, which would be your film. So you keep adding aspects to the film to make it better, to make it more solid. You attach a distributor, you get an actor, you get this and that, and then bang, finally the film's happening.
Exactly. Well, and in your book, you talk about intention and the art of manifesting and things like that. So tell us if you had any experiences where you used that powerful energy to help make your films.
Totally. I mean, without question, you and I have talked about how powerful it is as far as, you know, attracting money to your film. And with me, when I was in the process of raising money and, you know, had the idea of which film that was going to happen. Let's just say, you know, XYZ film and it was $1 million. I mean, I literally would write that down on a piece of paper, sign it. and read that to myself. I'm going to raise $1 million. And a lot of times I'd give myself a date by, you know, June of 2013. And I'd read that self, that phrase to myself in the mirror. And every time I saw my reflection, I'm going to raise $1 million by June of 2013. And kind of embedded that in my subconscious. And, you know, I call it in my book, programmed obsession. You literally program your brain to be obsessed with one single goal, which is getting your film made. And it's so powerful at that point. You know, and programming your subconscious mind. I mean, if somebody on the street asked me, what do you have, you know, what's more important for getting your movie made, reading books on producing or reading books on motivation and sales and law of attraction, I would say without question, the latter. You know, you have to be able to embed things in your subconscious mind. The producing aspect, you can always hire people that know how to do that, you know, and help you with that. But the intention and the attraction of money is much more powerful and what you should focus on a lot more.
Absolutely right. And I would say that your intention to find the money took you to the man who had the $250,000 for half of your budget. And unbeknownst to you, you pitched him as if he was going to take you to someone. And I think that was probably a really nice gift, because if you had known the guy had all the money you needed, it might have been more, you might have been more nervous or something, right?
Yeah, maybe early on in those days, this was kind of new to me. I didn't know what I was doing, but, you know, I might have been more nervous, but I wasn't, you know, I really get to a point when I'm pitching a film, and, you know, at this point, I have, you know, kind of gone out there that I'm saying I'm doing acting and stand-up comedy full-time and consulting mostly on films, but when I was in the mode of actively producing, you know, and raising money for films, I would get behind a project and wouldn't pitch until I felt like this was an incredible opportunity that I was letting somebody in on. So when I was pitching this guy or this gal or whoever, it was like, oh my God, this is incredible. I mean, I was offering them a chance to get on board. You know, I was offering them a chance to be part of this exciting project and less about asking them for money. So when you make that shift in focus and you're kind of giving them, you know, offering something that you feel is great. And truly, I really felt it. There was no used car salesman technique at all. I really felt like this was good. You know, this was an incredible thing. That goes. I mean, investor feels that through osmosis, and they want to be a part of that.
Yeah, they do. And what's so important is when I looked intention up in an older dictionary, it said it can be genius. It is focused. Your mind is totally focused on this achievement. And you use your willpower. You're not forcing it. You're pulling that energy that we all have. And you've heard people say, oh, it was an incredible achievement. He willed it so. And that is what you use, the willpower that we're born with a single focus intention to achieve, right?
Without question. You know, and what's so great about the people that do this right and are always, you know, getting achievements or achieving the things that they want, are constantly looking for new techniques and adding to their kind of repertoire. And I just want to make note that it's not something where you kind of learn, okay, this is the, you know, I've watched The Secret, or I've done this, you know, I've done my homework here, and that's all I ever need, you know. And myself, you know, right now I'm reading Wayne Dyer's new book about wishes fulfilled, you know, and going, oh yeah, this is what I do. Oh, I never thought of this and this and that. And as I'm reading it, he's talking about the things that he's doing on a daily basis, reading, you know, these different things and ancient philosophers and all that, and adding to his repertoire. So it's like, no matter who you are, you have to be in a constant state of going, okay, how can I expand my intention and how can I refocus myself, you know? And he just, you know, I just picked up another fantastic technique from him of really kind of focusing every day on feeling like you already have it, you know, and if you could just put that feeling in your subconscious, that'll kind of supercharge your intention and will supercharge your goals.
I think that's the big secret. When I first wrote The Art of Film Funding, Tom, I promised myself when I was writing it that, because the little voice kept saying, what if this doesn't get published? What if you don't find a publisher? Because it took a long time to write the book. So the answer was, I promised myself I would publish it myself, which I did. I finished the book, I published it, And every day when I would do my exercises, I said, I love my publisher. He's the nicest person, and she takes me to lunch and all this. And,
That's great.
Michael Wiese called me. I did not send him the book. Somebody gave him the book. And he said,
wow,
you really like this book. Would you like to give us the publishing rights? And I said, hallelujah, yes.
That's great. And, you know, Michael's a great guy. And, and he's the kind of guy that would take you to lunch. Yeah, so that's just fantastic. You imagine it, and it became reality. That's
yes,
great.
And the best part is that he is a great person, and he's probably one of the better publishers to deal with in the industry. So I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. Tom and Carol, can I ask you both a question about something as far as the manifesting piece goes?
Yeah.
And so when both of you are setting an intention, and Carol, you were mentioning that while you were exercising, you would have these thoughts that you really like your publisher and so forth. And Tom, you're talking about expanding your intentions. How much of are we talking about as far as thought, feeling, and visualization goes into that for you both?
A lot, Claire. It's you when you send something up, you've got to, it's emotions that lighten it up. Just pretend you're a walking Wi-Fi and you're always sending and receiving. But if you have a special message that is loaded with energy and emotion, then so when I would send mine up, it was pride and success and happiness. And lunch at Joffrey's or someplace great. And I think it's the vision, and it's the vision, the intent, and the emotion that highlights that thought form that you're sending out. What do you think, Tom?
I agree 100%. You know, I think the feeling could be, related to maybe the gasoline, if you want to supercharge something, there it is. You're putting out your intention. That's one thing. But when you put out your intention, you feel great about it. You feel enthusiastic about it. It happens so much quicker and really supercharges the law of attraction. That's really what you need, is to feel it in your body. Feel it like it's almost, it already happened. Everything that's around us, your computer, your big screen TV, your cards, they all started as imagination first. They all started as a thought in somebody's mind. You know, every single thing that we have started as a thought in somebody's mind, the iPhone that's sitting right in front of me. And then somebody said, okay, now how are we going to put that into reality? And so it has to start from nothingness. It has to start in the subconscious mind before it becomes real. Everything, a simple chair started as a thought in somebody's head first before they became reality.
Exactly, and this is why that the class that we're teaching, Claire, has 9 months, because we have to not only have the to-do list for creating an excellent pitch package, being able to pitch anyone, anywhere, anytime, et cetera, the normal things that you need to do to fund your film, but we want to be working on the power of the mind and using the mind as much as the to-do list. So it takes time to build up your confidence and assure yourself that you can raise X million dollars or 500,000, whatever your number is. That has to feel really comfortable with you. And I have to say, Tom, that I heard a story from Dave Smiley, who when you did the documentary on the weight loss film,
yeah,
that Dave was telling me that you were all scheduled to shoot, that you had rented the studio, you had the cast, you had everything ready, but you still were short 60,000 or some number that I was saying, oh my God, but how can you do that? He said, I don't know, but it's in Tom's hands. And sure enough, the check came in 2 days before, right?
Yes, maybe my stomach took a little beating in the emotions department, but actually I think the number was 75,000, and that was that documentary, called The Inner Way, that I was really the kind of hired gun producer to come in and make it happen, and we were a mere 2 days away when it finally hit, I wouldn't advise that. But, you know, if you look back on it, yeah, that was every single thing of the intention. We acted like the money was already there and it was going to happen, you know. And you hit the nail on the head when you said what's different about this class is that, you know, it's not just nuts and bolts. Okay, here's your business plan, and then this is your pitch, and this and that, because that's okay. But, you know, if that was all it took, then every single person would be, you know, financing your film. You got to have, you know, I think what's so exciting about it is that we're talking about exercises for the mind and intention and things like that, which to me are the more, you know, important things. So everything else is just nuts and bolts. But here is the fuel for the fire is going to be the intention and working with the mind to try to bring those projects to fruition.
Yes, and that's the key. Once you move into that faith, it's an easier path. Even Shakespeare, there's a quote, says something like, my thoughts go up, my feelings remain below. Thoughts without feelings to heaven will not go. So he knew that he had to send his thoughts up with intention and feeling, not just intention, but it had to be the emotion there too. And I bet Tom's emotion getting ready for that shoot and producing it were running high with the faith and the belief. And it's an amazing thing when you do that. So, but I really am excited about the class we're doing. And one of the things I respect about you is that you're always reading sales books too, right, Tom?
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, that's another thing that I tell, filmmakers to do, because, I mean, anybody in the movie business, from a producer, a writer, director, actor, they're always selling, and either a product, in the case of maybe a writer, but as well, they're selling themselves, and they're out there, pitching themselves as well as their project, their movie, their this or that, and selling is such a key, and so much of selling has to do with enthusiasm and feeling. That's the one thing. There's a great book about called How I Raised Myself from a Failure to Success in Selling. The main, if I talk about one word to sum up the whole book, it's about enthusiasm. That's the one thing is you have to be excited about what you're doing. You have to be enthusiastic, which, goes back to law of attraction and intention and all that stuff, is to be enthusiastic about your film. Remember when I did that, gosh, it was years ago, I taught that pitching class for you, Carol, at Raleigh Studios. Yeah, and we were bringing people up and they're pitching their projects, and remember how they were, some of them were looking down at the ground and almost like embarrassed that they were telling me their project. And I was going, come on, I mean, really, you have to be so excited about this and enthusiastic. And why, if you're going to pitch me, who's just a normal guy, versus a guy that's worth, $500 million, you think you're going to have this, you're probably going to have less energy. So you're starting, from a low point to begin with. You've got to be excited about your project. And that's what I kept trying to, hammer home, is you have to have that enthusiasm.
You do. You have to feel it from the core of your being. So anyway, in the class, one of the first things that we'll do on the mundane side is review everyone's Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, website, and give suggestions to shore it up. And we're also going to be talking about all the new ways to distribute. Have you heard about this new thing, Gather, Tom, where you're... so many people, if you have so many people and they buy a ticket, you can get a theater?
No, I haven't heard that. Actually, what a great idea. Yeah, great concept.
Yeah, I think that we will be talking about all these new ways of funding and distributing your film. And it seems that today you have to create your, it's no longer audience, it's really your community while you're building your film, right?
Yeah, I mean, if you can start at the end of the day, it does make a huge difference if there are people that are expecting to see your film. The execution of making the film is one aspect of it, but then it's getting out there in the eyeballs. And I have a friend of mine that wrote a great book about becoming a millionaire and says that his thing, instead of law of attraction, he loves the law of attraction, but he also uses the law of effection, L-O-E, which is how many people he affects with his product. You know, how many people are touched by it, or how many people are used, you know, use the product or whatever. So he was talking about physical products, but when you relate it to film, it's truly that. How many people see it? And, you know, it goes to show when you have, you know, millions of hits on YouTube, or you have, you know, 30,000 Twitter followers. That's the law of affection, how many people you're affecting. And he says that that mathematically is directly proportionate to the amount of money that you'll make with any of your products, you know, your film, whether your the thing that you're selling, whatever, is how many people you affect. It's mathematically, you know, it applies to the amount of people you affect will be the amount of money you make.
Oh, how exciting. This is what's so wonderful about our business. If you think you know it, think again. Tomorrow it's totally something new, right?
God, it's true. I love talking to people that have been around, like yourself, for, you know, a long time in the business and seeing the changes. I mean, see that when DVDs came out and people thought, oh, well, they're not going to replace VHS, you know, and then DVDs, it was like that was everything, you know, and see the failures and the laser discs and the Betamax and all those. I mean, it was just, you hit it on the head, you know, the change is always there. But in life, and that's something I tell people all the time, the only constant is change. That's the only thing that you can guarantee.
So get comfortable with it.
Yeah.
That's what I hear you saying, is get comfortable with it and flow with it. Tom, I just want to say that we have a couple of minutes left. I want to make sure everyone knows how to reach you. And Carol and Tom, you both may want to let our listeners know how they can contact you for the class, et cetera.
Well, there's a whole page on FromTheHeartProductions.com. And if you go to the front page, FromTheHeartProductions.com, and on the right-hand side it says Mentoring and Manifesting class, and you can click on that and you go to the intentional filmmaking, and there's a lot of info there. And Tom, you have some too, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I had a page that I set up for it, but I, you know, it was all going through Carol, and so she's kind of coordinating it all. So even on my page, it was emailing towards Carol. So I would say go to the From the Heart page to find out specifically about that. I mean, you can always check out my Bankroll the Book website. It's bankrollthebook.com. And email me, and then, you know, I can loop Carol in or whatever, but that's the main way to do it, is to go through your site.
Right. So tell us your website again, and let us know what we can find there besides your book. I understand you have some CDs as well.
Totally, yeah. And you know, Bankroll, the site is bankrollthebook.com. And I have a couple different things. There's a mailing list that you can sign up for, and what I do is about once a month, I'll put out a tip, like a little article on something, you know, on how to get an A-list star, how to avoid sharks in the film business. And I set out about once a month, and I'll always usually include a little information about something, like an upcoming class, either mine or somebody else's. So that's one thing. And then I have a CD set called Get the Gold, which is over 5 hours of information on how to finance your film. And now I've recently put it online, where you can, if for a much lesser price, pay for it and just listen to it online whenever you can. And so, like I said, it's the same equivalent if seeing me in an all-day seminar. You could do it.
And it's really
wonderful.
I'll tell you. Every time I listen to it, I learn something new. It's great.
Oh, thank you, Carol. I appreciate that. That's great.
Okay, Claire, thank you for the show. We appreciate your support and your co-producing.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And Tom, it was wonderful to have you back on the show. Every time you're with us, we learn something new. And I know that we'll continue to have this journey together. So, and Carol, thank you as well. I'm very excited about your class coming up. So take good care, both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Claire. Okay, Carol.
I want to remind our listeners that David Raiklin is a brilliant and talented award-winning musician who scores films and can compose music for a trio or for a full orchestra. David is a very good friend to the independent filmmaker and comes highly recommended by From the Heart Productions. If you need music to help tell your story, please contact him at davidraiklin.com. That's David, RAIKLEN.com. And Carol and I want to thank you for tuning in to The Art of Film Funding. Please visit our website at FromTheHeartProductions.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter. Good luck with your films, everyone.